our first time in Utrecht, so. Compacted awareness, gems flattening, long streams of resin tools, cool system of destined wax sculpt, drums, tongue, and waves slapping, the feel of horses long before horses enters the scene, molten tar studded with bones and glass in the teeth of women, veins filled with existence beyond race, beyond gender, beyond baptism, mathematics, politics, assassinating rhythm, crude transcending, solar energy in the shape of a laughing pack of scarabs dressed in coats of milk armor, grace greased with mare and henna and hair waves, and neither the desire nor the ability to stop. I plop on the bed, pink, electric, immediate, some human light bulb. These bands around my neck should reveal what state I'm in. Only history, gentle rocking Mona Lisa seals. Only history is responsible for the ultimate canonizing. As for me, I am truly, totally ready to go. Sonic Klein Man, it's me, my shape burnt in the sky. It's me, the memory of me racing through the eye of the mare, through the eye of the sea, through the arm of the needle, merging and jacking, new filaments, new risks, etched forever in a cold system of wax, horses groping for a sign, for a breath, charms, sweet angels, you have made me no longer afraid of death.
I'm a fear.
but not mine.
Thank you.
left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boy was just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor. Him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. Spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, 'cause when he looked up, they started to slip. Then he put his head in the crux of his arm, and he started to drift.
Oh!
with its anvil. Spread its unholy warmth in the great unrolling desert. Sands liquefy to a great lake that hardened. To a great mirror, we saw everything just a little bit too clearly. We saw everything just a little bit too clearly. Where there were two white opals, there were once eyes. When there were eyes, there were two white opals. He looked out, and the rays shot. He laid back, and he went Side A, and now, of horses, now it is time to turn over the record. Take the arm and press the needle into the groove and begin side B.
Yeah.
Thank you. So this next song is called Break It Up. And I wrote this song with Tom Verlaine. And you don't know Tom Verlaine? Yeah, give him a hand. So this was in 1974, and Tom was so beautiful. He looked like a Swedish angel, and because he was Swedish, so also a little Scotch, so a little Scottish, Swedish-Scottish angel. But we wrote this song in memory of Jim Morrison, and so there is a part for you to sing if you like, because it's a song about a dream. And I had a dream that I went into this forest, and in a clearing there was this marble statue, and he was lying down, and he had wings, and there were chains around him like Prometheus. And I looked at this beautiful marble angel, and I had the impression there was energy inside, there was a soul, there was life. And in my mind I thought, in my dream, that it was Jim Morrison. So you have to sing my part, because I said, break it up, break it up, break it up, Jim, break it up, break it up. And then and then the marble cracked and opened, and he came out with wings, and he flew away to his next great adventure. Car stopped in a clearing, ribbon of life it was nearing. I saw the boy break out of his skin. My heart turned over and died from it.
Open, and then I broke through. I cried,
bring it up.
Oh,
The boy was in the hallway, drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Johnny felt such strange rhythms, such strange vibrations that seemed to pierce his skin. He felt himself shudder within his heart. He felt it as if it had wings. He felt the blood moving through his body. Johnny could feel all the darkest forces out in the world, all the corruption and all the strife. Johnny felt it. Johnny also felt his own nature, felt his own potential for good, for health, for life. And he called out on those forces. Come on! Come on! Come on, motherfucker! Come on! Come and get me! Come on! Come on! The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run. Johnny wanted to move, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy gripped Johnny. He pressed him against a knocker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny started bashing his head against a knocker. Started bashing his head against a knocker. Started laughing suddenly, when suddenly Johnny gets the feeling he's surrounded by horses, 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 horses coming in our direction. White, shining silver studs with the nose in face. Full of horses, 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 horses.
Thank you. nation, the world, and all its corruption, all its stupid fucking wars, all its people afraid to speak out, people walking around like zombies, like they're fucking dead. Johnny, sometimes you feel such sorrow, forget tomorrow, and tonight he feels light moving in his body, he feels delight in his blood.
Yeah. but not mine.
Thank you. So, Elegy is the last song on Horses. No, it's just the last song on Horses. And it's a little song that I wrote with Alan Lanier. Alan Lanier was the keyboard player in the Blue Oyster Cult. And, he was a great musician, and we wrote this in memory of Jimi Hendrix. But that was 40 years ago. Many things have happened in the last 40 years. We have all lost people that we love and that we remember and hold in our hearts. So when we do this song, it's for all of them, everyone.
There must be something I can dream tonight.
trumpets and violins. I hear them in the distance, and my skin emits a ray, but I think it's too sad. It's much too bad that all our friends can't be with us today.
Thank you.
Jackson Smith. On bass and keyboards, Tony Shanahan. On drums, J.D. Daugherty. And Lenny Kay.
Thank you. So great to be here in Utrecht. You've never been, we hope we are again. Not only is it the 40th anniversary of horses, but it's the 50th anniversary of the birth of one of the greatest New York bands. We'd like to give you the Velvet Underground.
I'm gonna go.
big boy with a big laugh. Tony's making fun of my son. Well, you know, we're in Holland. He can wear whatever he wants. These people don't give a fuck what kind of shoes you wear. They've been wearing fucking clogs for centuries. So I think that I want to dedicate this little song to my first imaginary boyfriend, Hans Brinker. You didn't? Well, you have to be an American to know who Hans Brinker is. Hans Brinker, he was a beautiful boy from Holland, and he had silver skates. And I used to imagine that me and Hans Brinker were skating through the sky. He had skates that were like mercury, and he could go faster than anyone in the world because he was from Holland. All right, you never heard of him, so maybe we'll dedicate it to Sasha Rembrandt. Did anyone look more beautiful in a plumed hat than Sasha? In all of time, no matter who has painted in the last millennium or two millenniums, or who will paint in a thousand years, no one will look as beautiful as Sasha in her plumed hat. So. Equatorial bliss. curve of the world. Whose bones braved, whose flesh on the world grieves not. Anyone gone? Great, playing in spiders. Thank you. So, this is a little song that I wrote with Bruce Springsteen. And I wrote it for Jackson's father, Fred Sonic Smith.
Thank you. Thank you.